Well, maybe you're planning to spend the weekend catching up on the newly nominated Oscar movies, but there are several new releases out this week as well. Slate's Mark Jordan Ligon is back with Summary Judgment, our weekly digest of what the critics are saying.
First up in wide release, we have the romantic comedy Something New. Sanaa Lathan stars as a hardworking African-American career woman who goes on a blind date and might have found true love. But her date is a white guy, and that becomes an issue with her and her friends. Simon Baker and Mike Epps also star.
Hello.
I'm Brian.
Oh, the landscaper. Actually, Brian is my friend.
Brian, good to meet you.
Good to meet you too, sir.
Most of the nation's critics enjoy this film and commend the two lead performances, even though the Charlotte Observer observes that the star's chemistry may be all that we can hope for in factory line fluff. The Village Voice cheers a brisk, refreshingly understated romantic comedy, and the Chicago Sun-Times says Something New delivers all the usual pleasures of a love story and something more. The movie respects its subject and characters and is more complex about race than we could possibly expect. Next up in limited release, we have The Three Burials of Melquiades Estrada. Directed by and starring Tommy Lee Jones, the modern Western is about a Texas rancher who will do anything it takes to make sure his dead friend is reburied in his birthplace, Mexico. Barry Pepper also stars.
Can you get us across?
Yes, but I've never crossed people from this side to that side.
Okay, take us.
And what about the price?
What price?
It's $1,000 a person.
I don't have $1,000.
$3,000. $1,000 for you, and $1,000 for the gringo, and $1,000 for the dead guy.
The critics applaud the directorial debut of Mr. Jones. Variety calls it outstandingly realized on all levels. The Chicago Tribune adds a wonderful sense of place and space and carries the bite and tang of a good short story. And the LA Times raves, incisive yet supple, wrenching yet deeply pleasurable, The Three Burials of Melquiades Estrada is easily one of the year's best pictures. And finally, also in limited release, is Sir Anthony Hopkins in The World's Fastest Indian. Based on a true story, Hopkins plays eccentric New Zealander Burt Munro, who at the age of 68 set the motorcycle world speed record in 1967, a record that still stands today. The Indian in the title, by the way, is not Munro, but his legendary motorcycle.
Aren't you scared you'll kill yourself if you crash?
No. No, you live more in 5 minutes on a bike like this going flat out than some people live in a lifetime.
The critics are split on this biopic, but almost all praise Hopkins' lead performance. USA Today growls that the movie slogs pokily along and never quite picks up speed, but The Hollywood Reporter grins, a pleasingly whimsical and slyly mischievous road movie, and The New York Post revs, Hopkins' larger-than-life performance rivets your attention for 2 solid hours in this most entertaining labor of love. You know, I, for one, am so tired of all these New Zealanders coming here to our country, stealing all our land speed records, winning fistfuls of Oscars for their little Lord of the Rings movies. Yes, Peter Jackson, I'm talking about you. Don't you get it? Little by little, they're taking over. I've seen the enemy people, and it's New Zealand.
Mark Jordan Ligon is a writer living in Los Angeles.